Harford, White, McMahon. This is RSN 927's Breakfast Club.
Let's have a chat now to someone who's off to the British Open next year. That's a very exciting little thing to have on your calendar for the 2020 season. His name is Aaron Pike, finished third, tied for third, the Emirates Australian Open last weekend at the Australian Golf Club. He joins us on the Breakfast Club. Good morning, Aaron. Congratulations.
Cheers. Thanks very much.
What a week it must have been for you. Did you know that you were hanging by a thread for this spot at the Open when you made that putt on 18?
Yeah, I knew. I kind of knew I was there or thereabouts. So I knew the guys behind me were sort of obviously still had holes to go, so I knew my destiny was in their hands, which is not a good thing, but yeah, I knew.
So was there an added level of stress and tension considering what was on the line?
Surprisingly, I wasn't really too stressed about it. The problem was the guys on TV and the guys that are interviewing me with. They were just continually telling me that I'm in, and I'm like, guys, I don't know how much golf you've watched. It's not that simple. So, and it basically come down to the very, very last hole, and yeah, Tringali, fortunately for me, unfortunately for him, made five, which then basically sealed it. So,
well, what else sealed it was a 69 in your final round, and you were striking the ball so well, particularly late in that tournament. Is that how you felt?
Yeah, absolutely. I knew I was on. It's right from the start. Like, I just knew I was on the first hole. I just hit a laser down off the tee, and then I hit an absolutely beautiful iron shot into the green, and then into the second, did the same thing, and then I've hit it to about 4 foot on three, and then about 8 foot on four. So I knew I was. Yeah. I knew things were going well, obviously. But you're not in the third last group if things aren't going well. In all fairness, so. I did feel like the game was in good shape, especially late in that round.
How does that happen? How do you get yourself in such a mindset on a massive day for you, that final round with the Open position on the line? What is it about you going in there? Can you put a finger on how you got yourself into that zone?
In all honesty, I've been struggling lately with the mental aspect in terms of sort of getting up and about for tournament golf, because although it is, you know, what I do, but playing the sort of the smaller tournaments here in Australia, you know, I'm getting on in age. I've been doing it for a while. You kind of lose that sort of that want and desire, I suppose. But as I said after I finished yesterday, if you can't get that want and desire to play your national open, well, I think then that's when you actually do give it away. So when the occasion's a bit bigger, I seem to sort of zone in a bit more. I don't know why that is, or whether or not that just sort of gets my brain activated the right way. Maybe that's the case. So I'm not 100% certain.
Well, it's a good way to be, that's for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. So you've had a few days for it to all sink in now. When you look back, did you surprise yourself in A, how well you played, but B, how well you handled that situation?
Yeah, I certainly didn't surprise myself with A, but I surprised myself with B. It's so the last couple of years, like last year, for example, I was in the second last group at the Open as well, the Aussie Open, and I had to be brutally honest, I had a crappy back nine on Sunday. Kind of went from maybe the same position I was this year, sort of top five, to finishing 13th. But again, when it happened, I didn't feel like I did anything wrong. The only thing I felt like I did was I pushed too hard. So I just kept telling myself through that final round was, don't try and overdo it. Just let it happen. Just, you're clearly hitting the shots. You're clearly doing everything you need to do. If it's going to happen, it's going to happen, mate. If you try and make it happen, you will probably ruin your chance. So I just stayed with it. And then, yeah, late in that back nine, I probably then sort of went to another level again in terms of the way I was hitting it. With the shot into 15, the shot into 17 especially, those two shots were two shots that I'll probably remember for a while.
Yeah, the shot into 17 was something out of the absolute top shelf. We had Cam Percy in here yesterday talking about playing under incredible ramifications, for playing for your life in a sense, and the disadvantage that is compared to someone who, you know, just can tee it up for fun almost because they've got that much money in their bank account. I mean, can you put a, not so much put a shot worth on it, but how much more difficult is it for you compared to some of the other players you play with at times?
Yeah, it's funny you say that, because I actually travel with Michael Sim a lot, and we were watching some golf. I don't watch much golf, but he loves it. He's a mad golf nut. We were watching some golf And this guy, I can't remember who it was. It was one of the big boys, sort of Dustin Johnson, Rory McIlroy, one of those guys. And they've just hit this driver with the tightest fairway you've ever seen. And they just grab driver and they just absolutely slot it down there. And I turned to him, I said, geez, it must be good to have that mentality to be able to just hit that shot. He turned and looks at me and goes, you wouldn't give a crap if you had $100 million in the bank either.
<That's right.
laughs> So it was just, I guess that kind of just speaks volumes for how you're talking about there. And Cam would know, obviously, going through Q schools in US and stuff like that as well. So I think it's way more daunting for guys in my position. But yeah, I think that's probably a bigger hindrance as well.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, well, hopefully at the British Open next year, you can go bananas and put hoops in the bank and just play for fun after that, Aaron.
There you go. That's the idea.
That's what we'd like to see. And just before we let you go, the calendar for the rest of this summer of Australian golf, what are you up to?
So this week I don't have an event, obviously, with President's Cup on and the Australian PGA right before Christmas. And then we get not much time off, and then we start venturing down south, down your way to where we're Victorian, nothing in New South Wales, New Zealand Open to start the year off as well. So there's no time for the wicked.
Well, we wish you the best of luck with that, but certainly in the build-up to the British Open, the Royal St George's Golf Course, do some Googling, do some Google Maps, and work out where you need to be for pin positions. Well done, Aaron. Appreciate your time.
Thank you very much.